The two-year spending plan has income tax cuts paired with large funding increases for childcare, special education, and state universities. It had bipartisan support and opposition in the state assembly and Senate. Previous budgets, since Democratic Governor Tony Evers took office, have seen party-line votes without significant negotiations. UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky says the new voting maps and fewer GOP senators this year led to compromise.
With the slimmed-down majority, they had to lean on Democrats because they could not pass the budget with just their own members.
The most vocal opponents of the budget deal were Democrats in the state assembly, who said they were left out of negotiations. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.